stuff.
Playing hopscotch before the game instead of just sitting there standing up like a normal person. Like, no, bro. That didn't show up.
Who fucking
is that? What else do we need to do?
Mr. 3 and 6, get your niggas ready.
Martin.
You just swept going to the bonus?
If you can't afford them, send them somewhere. They said, if you can't afford them, trade me somewhere where I can, where they can afford me, man.
Trade it, man.
I don't care if he plays for the Colts. I don't care if he plays for the Titans. The Jets can have him.
Anybody can have him, dude.
Better put on for the shot. You lose. You donkey of the week.
Yo,
what it do? What it do, my people? My people.
Turn your mic up.
And turn the mic up. You good?
You're a little bit more.
We good.
Hey, there we go. Hey, what's good, brother?
Yeah, we are here now. We here now. Hey. What they talking about?
Hey,
what's up, Press?
Hey man. It's been so much disrespect going on around here, man. I'm ready for today. Shit. I'm trying to check temperatures today, man. What's up, man? What we doing?
Hold on. Let's go get this out the way first. Before we jump into anything.
Fucking introduction. But we don't want to do none of that. Y'all know what the fuck it is, man. The name right there. Y'all can read, man. What's up? Shit, man. What we doing, man?
Go ahead. Introduce yourself, my brother.
Man, y'all can read. I can read, man.
Nigga in a foul mood. He in rare form today.
He in rare form already,
man.
Bro.
What's up, man?
Hey, now, y'all come in like a shit, man. Come in like a shit, bro.
Hey, what finesse tell you? Rap.
Rap. Tell the nigga rap. Malik, go ahead and introduce yourself, bro. Go ahead. Drop the introduction on them boys, man.
Already know who it is. Malik the motherfucking God. Huh? What's goodie?
We fucking lit.
I already know I got the drink in my cup. It's gonna be a good episode, a good day.
Sure.
Already know. Here for man. Negativity today.
Yeah. And of course, you know it's your boy Gerard, man. Conversations at the Shop, episode 30, baby. Dirty 30. And it's going to get real grimy on today's episode. That's why the name is Dirty 30.
Niggas about to get 30 today.
I already 30'd a nigga last night on his own show. I ain't seen him pop up yet. I'm hoping he's here. I'm hoping. I had to 30'd a nigga last night on his own damn show.
It's a damn shame, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I hope Joseph is watching. Is Joseph in the comments? Joseph?
Calling niggas by the government. We on that type of energy today.
Oh, Joseph. Joseph. So yeah. My rider already here. My shooter here.
Yes, sir.
Shooter.
Let's talk about the disrespect that was posted in at the shop yesterday.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it.
Everybody has been talking about these versus battles lately. We got a good one coming up with Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. It's gonna be a good one. But we're not talking about that one today.
Nah, they got their balls off yesterday on the podcast on Get Your Balls Off podcast. We talked about that enough. So let's get into the real disrespect, because Loso disrespected 2 Chainz yesterday. But nah, this disrespect for Juicy, we ain't doing that.
The post, Frass, this is all your fault. I just want to let you know, boy, gasoline on the fire, and you got you're getting your boy shot at. Your boy getting shot at. I'm sorry. There was a post going around that Juicy J has called out Nas.
Mm-hmm.
And for some strange reason, everybody just thinks Nas is going to watch Juicy, bro. Like, really wash him. Smoke him. Beat the brakes off of him. I am here to say that is not going to happen. I just want to know that you niggas are really, really putting your hope in Nas to bring out Uchi Wally when Juicy J bring out Slob on My Knob. I just want to throw that out there. Niggas was really mad that niggas said Uchi Wally could be anything Juicy put out. Anything. Talking about some bands that make a dance. What? Look here. Don't you niggas ever disrespect Memphis like that ever again in y'all life. Ever.
Stop this shit. Listen, Juicy J is a legend in his own right, like Nas is a legend. So we not finna sit here and act like, oh, Juice, he from Memphis, so he finna get washed because you niggas are still walking around here saying it's New York State of Mind. No, this nigga got so much shit. He got a whole nother bag that Nas can't even get in. This is a whole producer. This is a whole record label owner. Don't do that. Y'all gonna stop doing this shit. Every time Memphis come up, bro, it's always disrespect. They go get smoked. No, nigga. That's why we here. Fuck is y'all? What the fuck is wrong with you niggas? Man, I'm sick of it.
Sick of it. And I keep trying to tell motherfuckers that motherfucking... I told him yesterday. I said, bro, Nas got about 5 songs that's unbeatable, bro. That's unbeatable. He got about 5.
5. That's it?
5. 5. That's unbeatable. 5.
Now, Malik, how many Nas 5. Got that's unbeatable?
Y'all continue. Don't talk to me. Y'all continue with y'all soliloquy. Y'all 5 minutes not up.
No.
Y'all 5 minutes
No, you telling me Nas got it's only Malik, 5 songs well, that Nas got that's well unbeatable, bro.
The smoke is here. The smoke is gonna be here all day.
Cause you know what? They are looking for you to be their savior.
Your name came looking, up so many times yesterday because you were supposed to be the guy that's supposed
hold
to
hold on before be the before guy before before we do that. Before we do that, you Knicks fans. It's the same niggas that want me to ride for you now. The same well, niggas. Hey, Malik, I've been telling you. I've been telling you this whole time. I'm your savior. I'm your savior. You don't want to listen to me. I've been literally telling you this your whole time. And now that these niggas got your backs against the fucking wall with this Nas shit, you look to Malik the motherfucking God. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it beautiful that I told you you niggas would need me? And fuck y'all. Juicy J is smoking Nas, and that's my nigga. What is happening? I'm sorry, bro. You niggas take this shit too far sometimes. Look, you put me in a bad spot to try to defend you. Look, Nas is a B-side type of nigga. Let's not. I'm a Nas. Yo, I grew up in Queensbridge, bro. Nas is a B-side type of nigga. Yeah, he got singles from Illmatic. It was written. Everything. He got mad shit. But we talking about a versus battle, bro. Not who you are as an artist. We not going off of none of that shit. That's what you niggas don't understand about that. I will say this, though. New York will always be king when it come to these shits. Niggas is always going to side with the New York rapper, bro. I hate to say that to y'all, too, but that's just the reality of the situation, bro. So, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Nas won it. I wouldn't
none of that shit. That's what you niggas.
I wouldn't necessarily put Nas in a versus battle against Juicy J. I don't feel like that's fair to
me. New York will always be king.
My point
when it comes to
y'all niggas going to feel like that.
Nigga, mute your mic. Go ahead, fool.
But yeah, man. But Malik, you right. They gonna always hide with the New York niggas. But that's why we're here. See, y'all can do that shit when they going against an Ohio nigga, a Florida nigga, a Texas nigga. Y'all can get away with this shit. But if you say some shit about Memphis, guess who gonna pop up? It's three of us now. We're gonna pop up.
Like roaches.
And then this is the thing. I don't even want it to be like, yo, Juicy or just smoke Nas.
No, he's not smoke. Yeah, I don't think he's smoking Nas.
I just want the respect. I just want the respect just to say Juice got a chance. Don't hear a nigga and be like, this how they.
Dude, man. Hold on, fool. Hold on. My boy went. Went frozen.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah,
finish this shit, bro.
But I forgot what I was saying, but we gonna be here. Every time y'all disrespect the Memphis nigga, bro, we gonna pop up and let y'all know, bro. We are not going. It ain't a nigga that y'all got that's just gonna smoke us. Yeah, y'all can beat us. But you're not gonna smoke us, bro. We got shit here. Plenty of shit. And that's for any artist. Well, almost any artist.
Almost any, bro.
Almost any artist.
What's up, Neville, man? Hey, man, introduce yourself to the people, man. They don't know you like they know us, man. What's up, dog?
Exactly, my nigga. They don't know me like you know me. So we gonna keep the government out of it. Mitch, Mamba the Mentalist, man. I'm here, dog. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, my boy, man?
Bro. Just studying a little bit, dog. Just had to get on for a minute, man. Cause my boy Malik was talking crazy, man.
Talking crazy. He wasn't talking crazy. He said we good, bro. He said Juicy winning, bro.
No. Okay, I just make sure, bro. I sure thought some Uli Wally was going to do what?
I mean, hey, look, if y'all, I'm going to be real. If y'all niggas want me to get in my bag on this Nas shit, I was only doing that because niggas is Knicks fans. Fuck them. That's the only reason why I was doing that.
But I mean, okay, if you really want me to get
in my Nas bag and be objective about this shit, yo, I mean, shit, I'm on Nas catalog right now. I see more than five.
Of course, bro. It's all healthy debate, right?
I see more than five unbeatable songs. That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we could talk about it.
So, he's still Uchi a legend, Wale, though. Don't get it wrong.
He's still a legend. Uchi Wale, though. Ari told me Uchi Wale. Uchi Wale is going to beat bands or make her dance, bro.
Yeah.
I give him that dub.
Yeah. What are you, crazy, nigga? Uchi Wale, nigga? Come on, bro. Don't do that, Gerard. Don't do that, Gerard.
Oof.
Nigga, bands will make her dance and get that bitch out there twice. 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 We not doing that, bro. We not doing that, bro.
We not, no, we, you right. We not doing that.
Joe, right. It's a club classic. It's a club classic. Nas ain't got one.
And Uchi Wally's not a club. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. If you play Uchi Wally right now in the club, bro, I'm looking at you like you crazy, fool.
What?
Yes, you bet not.
Uchi Wally went off on the club on Saturday. People went fucking crazy. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't do that. I was just in the club, nigga. I was just there.
Hold on. Last Saturday,
and this shit rang off in North Carolina, nigga. Don't play me.
Nigga, they listen to Petey Pablo.
Nah, don't disrespect NC because that shit rang off in the club, bro. Don't do that.
If you witness the whole club going crazy, man, you got to take the man word for it.
Crazy. Crazy, fuck, nigga. Nah. What are you? Nah, bro.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck crazy.
What y'all talking about? Nigga? They play pants and make pants too. Them hoes didn't do the same shit. I'm telling you. Them hoes ain't popping like they pop for Uchi Wally, nigga. I'm telling you. Nah, you niggas got it fucked up. I'm telling y'all right now.
Wow, man. Wow.
Give us respect. Rod, you know I was there. You know I was there, nigga. Don't try to play like I wasn't there. Hey, look, bro. Wow.
So what you mean to tell me that these retarded hoes in North Carolina was dancing to Uchi Wally?
Oh my God, the disrespect! I mean, you still gotta come out here. So
I'm coming, bro.
Hey, look, you still gotta come out here.
He said he's coming out.
I'm telling you, bro.
You think I'm scared to come somewhere, bro? I'm good wherever I put my feet at, bro.
Of course, because you with your nigga.
I could wherever I put my feet in, bro.
You know that. You with your nigga, but I'm just saying. That Uchi Wally shit rang off. It rang off. I'm telling you. It rang off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It rang off.
Bands and make a damn.
I'm going to be in the club high as fuck, looking at everybody like, what the fuck y'all dancing for? Uchi Wally, come on. What's really going on?
Looking around. Like, what the hell y'all doing?
What is this? What is this nonsense?
What is this?
Memphis niggas gonna poke out as soon as that shit come on.
Man, look at
it. Soon as niggas that shit come on.
You play any Memphis shit. Matter of fact, let it happen while I'm down there. Hey. I'm gonna show y'all niggas had a really party.
Hey, tell them.
Show you niggas had a really party.
You play some old J shit, man. You gonna catch a nigga bucking in that motherfucker, man. What you talking about?
You gonna be in the middle of the flow.
In the middle of the goddamn flow. What are you talking about?
These folks here.
God damn.
But yeah, man. I got everybody wanna come on the show today. What's wrong?
It's a holiday, bro. It's a holiday, bro. Everybody in LA coming on tonight. My nigga, what you talking about? It's a fucking holiday, man. Oh, man, you know what I mean, bro. It's a holiday, bro, for sure. God damn it.
You done lost your days over there trying to be a doctor.
I had to come up, man. I was like, oh shit. I know these niggas gonna talk about the come up.
Nah, hold up, y'all bring my New York niggas on since y'all wanna talk that shit. It's 3-3 in here. Don't delay that shit. Don't keep niggas backstage dry so y'all can keep going.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you how this is gonna go. First off, I gotta get this off while Loso is here, because I know he's not gonna be here long.
Nah, boy, what you ain't gonna do is this.
Oh, shit.
I got you, man. Yo, Reggie, I got you, bro.
That's what you ain't gonna do, boy.
You country too, shit.
Nah, y'all countryer than us, dog. For real.
You still country? What kind of game you trying to play?
Well, we don't listen to no. We ain't bumping no Petey Pablo here no more, boy. He gone. We off that. Man, we ain't listening to him no more. Ain't nobody throwing his shirt around in here, like, boy.
Whole time, whole club, said, like,
coming in the club, doing a country black dance. We ain't on that no more.
What, man? Nope. That black ass all this shit. It's going like a playoff game in the club.
What?
It's like a playoff game in the club. Everybody gonna be swinging their shirt.
Hey, you better stop disrespecting us, boy. That's all I got. That's all I got to say, dog. Hey, man. Listen. And y'all, and this is what makes it so bad. Y'all know I watch y'all show, and y'all just gonna talk about my state like that? You see my
I don't care.
Took the bait, bro. That's all. You just took the bait.
What is you talking about? Who is this? Who is
you
him?
Took the bait, dog.
Who is that up there up top like that?
Man, that's
I'm the other godfather, bro. I'm the other godfather. It's the real.
Who is that up there? No, sir.
I just sneak on in.
He looked that sniper shit. Y'all don't see him.
Talk your shit.
All that shit.
He said, who is him?
Right in the back of y'all
now.
And then now, let's with the water bottle.
Sound like a Brady Bunch.
Now, let me get on this real quick while Loso's here. Loso, sir, did you learn anything this morning? Did you learn anything this morning?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, man. I even got a little teary-eyed, goddammit.
Okay. I'm glad, man, because Loso came on yesterday on his show, and we was talking Chris Brown and Usher. And then he was like, we talking about Babyface, you know, wrote for Usher, wrote for a lot of people, bro. And Loso says, Babyface, nigga, what are you, 60? I ain't checking for Babyface. I said, what? Loso never heard two occasions before 9:30 this morning.
Before 9:30 this morning. That is a very good
two occasions. That is a fire.
I don't
song,
think about
nigga.
You on two occasions.
Hey, now, so, you sure you want to ride with this nigga, Joe? Are you sure you want to ride with him?
Look at him. Look at turn. Look at him. Look. Do you really want to ride with Loso?
I'm just waiting. I'm just standing in silence because Marcus is talking. Hey, so I'm gonna ask him some serious questions.
Well, no,
I'm gonna need everybody else to
allow
quiet.
No more.
I'm gonna ask Marcus some serious questions. So go ahead and get your 5 minutes because when it's me and Marcus turn, I'm gonna roast Marcus soul away, bro.
Somebody get this screenshot.
Brady, like the Brady Bunch.
Hold up, though. Joe.
You let Queens down. Don't
nigga. Join the congregation, nigga. Like, you thought I was going to come up here, Rob?
How you let Queens down right now, bro?
Nigga, no. You didn't think it was going to happen over here, bro? You crazy. Right now, bro? Now you need a nigga?
No, we don't need you. We don't need
that.
You at all.
Nah, bro.
We don't need you.
Nah, bro.
I get it. I get it, but
I can't wait till I start posting my Seth Rollins memes in the group today. I can't wait, bro.
But
I can't.
Can I talk to Marcus real quick? Can I talk to Marcus? Marcus, no jokes aside. Serious conversation. What name me 5 Juicy J classics, one at a time. Name me 5 Juicy J classics.
You do know Juicy J is in 3-6 Mafia, right?
What? Let's stay out of this. Let this between me and Marcus. Stay out of this for a second. Name one at a time. Name me 5 Juicy J classics.
Where should I start? Do you want to go back or you want to go?
No, bro. Just start wherever you want. Name me 5 Juicy J classics.
Let's see. We got Cheddar Club up. We got Slob on my knob.
No. One at a time, sir. One at a time. One at a time. Go ahead. One at a time. What's your first one?
We can start with Cheddar Club up. Even
Nas is like. Santa Claus is better than Nas is like.
Huh?
Go ahead. Go. What's your next one? Go ahead. Next
what?
One.
It's better than what?
Nas is like.
Don't do that. I love Nas, but Nas is like is not better than Cheddar Club up.
Come on, Joe.
Joe, don't do that.
What's your next
one? Don't do that.
What's your next song? Stay Fly? If I Rule the World. Stay Fly is better than If I Rule the World?
Nah, I ain't gonna say it. No, I Rule the World. That's right.
Is I Rule the World better than Stay Fly? Serious talk.
That boy pulled out the look joker for that one.
What's your third one?
Listen, this is what I was saying on the post yesterday. It's certain shit that hit harder for you, and it's certain shit that hit harder for me. Now, in Memphis, Stay Fly hits harder than If I Rule the World. But I
understand. Now, what you just said, in Memphis,
wait,
it hit hard, bro.
If I Rule the World, it's a big song. That's why I said, if you want to use that one, I can give you that one. I'm not going to argue with that one.
All right, so what's your third one? Go ahead.
Slob on My Knob.
Ether. Slob on My Knob is better than Ether?
No, it's not.
Ether's beat was terrible. Ether's beat was terrible.
Slob on My Knob is better than Ether.
Ether?
Better than Ether.
Why you gotta pull out? Better
than Ether, bro. We serious. Are we serious right now? All right, go ahead. What's your next song?
Third, find a bag to hide the whole face. Come on, man.
It's catchy as shit. That's catchy as shit, bro.
Do your job. Because it's catchy? Because it makes you bounce up and down? French Montana is catchy.
Joe, this is a versus. This is not bro, who got listen. Bars.
I'm explaining to you why you're going to lose in a versus, bro. Like Malik said, bro, you Memphis niggas are going to be like, oh, this is Juicy J. Bro, Nas has music that touches the world, bro. Juicy J's not touching the world.
But Nas,
Memphis and strip clubs, bro. Let's keep it in the club. He's touching Memphis and strip clubs around America, bro.
Bro, you got people.
So y'all got Nas has college classes breaking down his lyrics. Let's talk about it. What college classes is breaking down Juicy J lyrics? What song is worth going to a college class to break down? You have people paying money in education to break down Nas songs because they're so intellectual. Bands Will Make Her Dance is strip club music, bro.
And then the versus battle, guess what the bitches gonna do? They gonna go crazy when they come on. What are you talking about?
Once again, in your city, they're gonna go crazy, bro. Bro, listen, worldwide, like don't get me wrong. I am a Juicy J fan. I like Juicy J, bro. But against Nas, it's not gonna work. Like, I listen to Juicy J, my guy. I listen to 3-6 Mafia and all that
Hey, yo, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all right now. If I'm in the club and Ether comes on, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm sorry, bro. First of all, Ether is not even a single. It's a diss towards Jay-Z. You can't apply that shit towards a fucking versus battle. That one don't work, Joe.
That's not bringing the bitch to the dance floor.
Bro, listen. All right, so fine. I play Uchi Wally against that. What's better?
I give you that one. I take the Uchi Wally shit over anything. I give you that one. I give you Uchi Wally. Easter though, no.
Now let's go to the next song. You said Uchi Wally. My nigga, you said Uchi Wally. I'll go first.
What's beating New York State of Mind?
Hold on, let me
What Juicy J song is beating New York State of Mind? Please tell me.
Why does Sipping Joe
Memphis State of Mind?
On New York State of Mind. What Juicy J song's beating New York State of Mind?
Sipping on Hold Sipper on. Beat that.
No, Reggie, no. Stay out of this, Reggie. Between me and Marcus, what song is beating New York State of Mind by Juicy J?
Sipping
on Scissor is beating New York State of Mind.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah.
I'm
a New York
nigga.
Malik. Yes, it is. Malik. No, Malik, don't call on me. Malik. You name it all the world stars, my nigga. Leave me alone. You fabulous in this. That's who you are, Joe. You're fabulous versus Jadakiss right now. You pissing me off. You said I let New York down, and you come in and name all the wrong songs against Juicy Boy. I'm out of your shit. I'm out of here. I'm you and my shit. I'm you and my shit. You on your own.
Are y'all listening to yourself? Are y'all listening?
Yeah, blimp.
New York State of Mind.
I got my eye down for you.
I can't. What if this battle happens when you guys lose? Because we will keep the messages from the chat from what's going on, and I will be laughing at all of you.
No,
every single one of you, bro.
No, as long as you not the DJ picking the songs, right. We might have a chance. But if it's you picking the songs, we have no chance.
Joe is DJ Booth.
New York State of Mind is losing to what song?
Hey, listen.
Sipping on scissors.
Losing to New York State of Mind with DJ Premier. DJ Premier beats.
What I'm laughing at right now is how Joe facial hair was like all big hair. That's what I'm looking at right now. That's what I'm
saying. Anyways.
I don't care about the New York State of Mind.
What's your last song, Joe?
Is better.
What's your last song, Joe? What's your last song? Because it's looking.
It might have been your song,
bro. Please tell me what's being it ain't hard to tell.
I'm taking over this shit. I'm done. I'm done. I can't do this shit with Joe no more.
No,
they're not. You ain't naming.
That's not a classic Nas song. You ain't not a Nas fan.
You gotta pick songs that are gonna resonate with people that are not from the East.
That's why
the songs you're naming are only gonna resonate with
bro. So you telling me slob on my knob, bro?
That's why he's gonna.
Everybody knows that song,
bro.
From the East to the West, from the North.
Everybody knows that song.
Once again, bro. Once again. You Juicy J fans in this particular statement are fucking delusional.
All right, hold on. All right, this is what we're going to do.
Get him the fuck up.
Get him out of here. Marcus, this is what we're going to do.
Joe tripping.
Since this nigga say I'm letting Queens down, I'm going to represent Nas in the correct way to give him a chance. Start naming your songs. Go first,
pick
brother.
Pick the right
we gonna,
song.
We gonna do it like this. Name your songs, brother.
Let's save the rest for Saturday. Let's get in some other topics because it's
okay.
It's,
all right.
You know what? While we're here, I want to battle Jared Prince versus MC Hammer, and I ain't got nothing else to say about that.
Prince versus MC Hammer. Jared, explain that shit. Explain the MC Hammer shit, get him, bro. Like, I don't get it.
God, first of all.
That nigga representing Nas all the wrong way.
This nigga didn't name Made You Look. He didn't name Hate Me Now. He didn't name, like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Yes. Are you kidding me? Like, don't talk to me like I'm not representing I'm not representing Queens. You're not even naming the right songs. And you gonna tell me I'm not a Nas fan? Get Joe the fuck out of here,
bro. You gotta name shit that's gonna resonate with people worldwide, not just shit that's gonna resonate out east. And that's the trick.
Wildin', bro. That's crazy, dog. Like, that's what I was telling y'all. It's a bad matchup for Nas. It just is. Because there's a lot of shit that Nas makes that's only going to resonate in the East. He only got like 3 or 4 songs of shits that actually go global. Listen, like, that's it.
And I'm going to just say this, and I ain't going to hold y'all show no longer. Listen, I was telling a battle rapper, Killer Tom. I know y'all know Killer Tom from New York. I said, bro, listen, Nas only got one album that everybody could be like, oh, yeah, them joints is fire, and that's Stillmatic. You got songs here and there that you can pick. Bro, you can literally go down.
Illmatic, it was written. Stillmatic was the shit versus Jay. Well, nobody. You got Made You Look, and then One Mic and shit from Stillmatic. Yeah. But all his classic shits, like, you could play the album from front to back, or it's Illmatic all day.
Like, that's a punk album. It was ain't nobody knowing them songs, bro. That's why ain't nobody. listen to what I'm telling you. Ain't nobody knowing.
It's always 10 songs.
Now, when you get to It Was Written, that's when you have If I Rule the World and the stuff like that. But Illmatic, bro, nobody knows anything from Illmatic. It's just like,
you kidding me?
Nah, you crazy.
The world is yours.
The world is yours. New York State of Mind. Life's a bitch.
Life's a bitch.
Not Reggie. Nah.
This the thing.
It ain't hard to tell.
Listen. Nah, Reggie. Well, I know you ain't talking low, so you ain't even heard Babyface. So
one Love. No, you got
irrelevant.
One Love on that.
Irrelevant.
You got Halftime.
Nah, irrelevant. Bro. Now, this is for not. Now, y'all are Nas fans. Now, if you tell me something about Jay-Z's first album, I could definitely give you the rundown. I'm not a Nas fan. So I listen to what I'm telling you. I listen to the commercial songs, and the commercial songs is like I Rule the World and stuff like that. And then
all of them shits are commercial singles, bro. Everything I named from that album is commercial singles. All
bro,
of them.
No. Okay.
I'm serious. Okay. I'm doing like a whatever. Dead ass.
You're Nick. You're Nick.
I, bro. I mean, it's on iTunes, nigga. You can pull up his top songs on iTunes.
Yeah, but the first but what I'm telling you, but we talking saying. About. But that's the thing, bro. People want to claim Illmatic was a class, bro. I don't think it was a classic album, bro. Nobody. Listen, you got
nobody that's different, Reggie. Like bruh, you and saying nobody that's different, bro.
Bro, you have a whole bunch of people that want to just throw albums in there that's classic albums, and that's not a classic album, bro.
Throw that word around a lot.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us another joint that's misperceived as a classic album, bro.
Another one is misperceived as a classic album. It's hard to say, but we can all agree. We can all agree that Blueprint is a classic album. Blueprint is
a classic agree with
album.
That.
We can agree that Blueprint is a classic album. We can agree that It's Dark and Hell is Hot is a classic album. We can agree that Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style is a classic album.
We can also agree that Project Pat, Mr. Don't Play, is probably one of the best albums ever, so don't do that either.
Yeah,
front to back.
Yeah,
Mr. Don't Play.
We can agree.
Best album ever.
Yeah, Thug Motivation.
Wait, turn on the
classic album.
Yeah. Talk ready. UGK Riding Dirty is another classic.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, it's just one of them things. Like Malik, you like you say, you from Queensbridge. Like you up north people. A lot of
from Southside Jamaica.
I'm pretty much broke. But yeah, keep going. You're right.
That Nas album is a classic because everybody up north was saying, like, when I was in the military, people down south didn't even know who, they didn't even listen to Nas and Jay-Z, period. They favorite artists was Lil Flip. I had people from Mississippi was like,
game over, nigga.
Jay's yes. They was like Jay-Z.
Game Over was the shit when it came out, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's
just like it's totally different now. When I listen to the whole album, when I listen to Reasonable Doubt, I'm like, yeah, this is a classic right here because I can relate to what's going on in that album. But when I listen to Nas' first album, bro, I'm like, nah, this ain't for me. So it's just different, bro. But I just don't think that Illmatic. I think honestly, this is me. I listen to Illmatic, but I like Stillmatic better than I like Illmatic. That's just me, though.
Sure. You kidding me? What?
Everybody got their opinion, bro. Like
everybody got their opinion, bro.
Yeah,
everybody got their opinion. I don't. I definitely don't agree that Illmatic. That Stillmatic is better than Illmatic, though.
Can you hear me?
I definitely don't agree on that. But I mean,
what's up, Fred, man?
Everybody got their opinion, bro.
Yeah, they do. But
oh, I said it's funny.
My question to you, Malik.
Yo, what's good?
I got a Stillmatic.
Off right, Nas is trash.
Yeah, that too.
X fucking excuse me. Trash.
Say it again one time for the
you
people.
You from up north? How are you blasphemous like that?
Say it again one time.
He didn't miss words. Y'all
speak your mind, bro.
Nas,
he didn't mince words.
No, I'm joking. I had to make an introduction.
I heard him, bro. We didn't go that far.
We're not gonna disrespect Nas. We can't just say he's trash.
Nas is the MC Hammer of New York.
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, y'all. I got to get y'all involved.
Oh, man.
I was joking. Wait, I was joking. Bro. Reggie
y'all
is.
Oh, man, bro. Y'all
got it. Nas is mine. I was joking. It was a joke.
You gotta go.
If this was my show, I would have kicked Reggie out.
You got to go.
If this was my show, Reggie would not be here.
France, I make your show. So what are you talking about?
What? I was joking.
I am definitely a heel right now. And what I'm telling you,
you are so lucky. You are so lucky. You are so lucky. You are so lucky.
Yeah, he ain't in the top five.
Oh, no, we're not going to disrespect Terrence. We're not going to disrespect.
He's not. What? He's not.
Shout out Terrence. Mamba mentality. But gang. But no, we're not going to disrespect.
He's not.
We're not gonna no, not right now. All time. He's not. No, Nas is top 10 all time.
No, he's not.
Okay. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Yes, he
hold
is.
Hold on, Jared. I don't know if this is the direction the show was going in, but I like it right now because I'm getting a little upset.
this wasn't what this was supposed to be.
Listen.
Hey, hold up. Gerard, what was you saying about Petey Pablo earlier, bro?
Wait a minute, Malik. Are you really doing that?
Yeah, what was you saying about Petey Pablo earlier, Gerard?
It don't matter. Guess what? I'm upset.
Now,
guess what? Guess what? We got J. Cole now. J. Cole done wiped him out, so it don't even matter.
Oh, we canceled J. Cole. J. Cole ain't nothing but a Nas write-off, nigga. That's all J. Cole is. Fuck out of here. Get out of here.
You
doing that shit.
You
got a place.
I see what you want now, nigga.
Nas with J. Cole? I see what the fuck out of here. You not doing that. We not doing that. I'm sorry. No.
J. Cole, bro.
No. Because niggas feel the same way about J. Cole that they feel about Nas. I'm not giving you that.
Nah, I ain't giving you. I ain't giving it to you.
I'm not giving you that. I'm sorry. Niggas feel the same way about J. Cole than they feel about Nas.
J. Cole got way more famous than Nas.
No.
Way more.
I ain't saying he's top five. Nah. I ain't top 10. He's top 10. He's not top five. He's top 10.
No, he's not.
He's not top five.
He's not top 10.
He's top 10.
No.
You cannot name 10 MCs better than Nas.
I can't name 10.
You cannot name 10 MCs better than Nas.
I can't name
10. No, can't.
You want me to go?
Go ahead and make yourself a foolish. I don't care. Nigga, it's on you.
You say what?
You going to name 10 MCs better than Nas? I want to see this. I want to hear this.
We're talking about bar for bar. We ain't talking about no spitting hieroglyphics when they rap. We talking about bar for bar.
So Nas ain't got bars.
No. He just
have you heard Rewind before?
That's the only
have you
track
heard I gave you power before? Before?
That's the only track he got.
I don't think you have. I don't think you've heard I gave you power.
Ho.
Have you heard The Message, nigga? None of that shit. Like,
I don't think he has. I don't think he has.
Here we go. Am I going or what?
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Go.
Ho.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Go ahead.
Black Thought. We're talking about Method Man. We're talking about bars. We're not talking about albums, bro.
I was with you with the first three.
Listen, Biggie said Method Man was probably the best MC that he ever heard, bro. That's why he put him on his album, his first album, dog. Biggie
and
said,
I'm wilding. And I was wild with
Biggie's the greatest. Biggie was the greatest, bro. Hey, you can sit
and I was wilding last
all
night.
You want. I don't care what you're thinking.
Yeah, nigga, I'll sit back. Go ahead and do the talk. Huh? I said, go ahead and talk, nigga. I'm going to sit back. Go ahead and talk. Leave me alone. Shit. Huh? You're going to talk.
Mic check 1 2 1 2.
You still on? You got about 3 more minutes before I kick all y'all off. So
God, man, this nigga. Hey, look, We'll say my other five for another time.
No, so you can think about it.
No, man, you can't. You say man.
3 minutes, nigga. Like, you 3 minutes.
No, so no. I'm only telling you what's real, bro. Hey, you heard Method Man really rap, bro?
Yes,
Method Man can go.
I'm a Wu Tang fan. You telling me?
Yeah.
Like, Method Man can go. Like,
I just want to say.
I'm taking
listen. I just want to say, y'all, I really didn't mean Nas is trash, y'all. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it. I didn't think Reggie was gonna go left with it. I did not mean that. I didn't mean that. That he trash.
Stick to your gun.
Nah, he not trash. He not in my top five. He not in my top five, but he not trash though.
He's in my top ten. He's in my top ten. He in my top five.
Right now, you going in right now.
I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
I'm going to save my other five for the next time.
But no, I will say, I'm going to smoke Juicy J. I just want to put that out there. He's not going to smoke Juicy J.
Oh, I thought you said he was. I was going to get you up out of here, dog.
No, he not smoking.
Yeah, he got to go.
Yeah. Thank
nah,
you.
This is a bad matchup.
He's not. Especially if they play mixtapes. Yo, that him yeah. and Wiz tracks, bruh. Yeah.
I'm really different
when you smoke, like you said. Low. Preference. Them shits hit different when you smoke.
What you said?
I'm surprised to hear that from you that you didn't fuck with Method Man like that.
Method Man
well,
is
the energy
truth,
is sold separately. I told you that,
bro. Juicy J is not in anybody's top five
why
or top
they, why
10.
Would he be there? What is Joe talking about?
But I will say 3-6 is in many top five groups,
of course. Why wouldn't they be?
They better be.
And that technically that means Juicy J is that he's a part of that.
Nah,
so technically he is top five.
But that's just, and they ain't even in the top five. My groups, they not. But wait. Listen, I love 3-6 Mafia, but bro, we talking about Outkast.
That's one.
We talking UGK. UGK.
That's two.
We talking about Goody Mob.
The Lock.
The locks.
We talking about Mob
Deep. 3-6. Mob Deep.
I like 3-6 better than I like Mob Deep. Then Mob and then 3-6 is right there at the, like number six, like right there. Like I'm not gonna say they in my top 1-5 easy, bro. 6 easy. But I just named like 5 other groups that really be that can really go.
But you know what? You know what, Reggie? 3-6 has an Oscar, so you can go too.
Yeah, they
talk. That's what I'm talking about, Gerard. Use that power.
I love it.
Use that power, goddammit.
I love it.
You got
only,
the gauntlet, bro.
Only rap group with a fucking Oscar.
Use that power, that kick out them jobbers.
Use that
Juicy J is gonna pull up. He's gonna pull up to this versus battle with Nas with his Oscar sitting right there.
He probably will with petty ass. He probably will.
Nas gonna play Uchiwali and then we gonna cut the shit off.
Nigga
you might have to kick me out. Yeah, y'all disrespecting Uchiwali. Y'all disrespecting.
Yep.
All right,
Fred,
appreciate
you
coming on.
Appreciate you coming through.
Now that we got everybody out of here. Yeah, because guess what? You next. Bye, buddy.
You're right, man. What's up with this nigga, man? This nigga got the
trigger finger
today, man.
Man, shit. This show. These motherfuckers out here arguing about Nas being top 10 and man, no, let's move on. I'm tired of the topic. Shit.
Facts.
Juicy J
bro,
beating Nas.
Facts. We have not talked about nothing, bro. We got hella topics, bro. Like, you're right, bro. You're right. My throat sore and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Malik looks so disappointed, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not. Niggas is just stupid.
Joe really came on and said he was finna 30 me and then proceeded to 30 him damn his damn self. I can't believe he did that and embarrassed himself on live on our show like this. I was expecting. Nah, Fraz, you got kicked. I thought Joe was gonna put up a fight. I thought Joe had wrote some shit down, took some notes, did some research, did something. This nigga just came on, spit five random ass Nas songs.
Bro, then when he didn't say you can hate me now, bro. Like I was like, oh yeah, we winning this one. This 4-1. I already know what's up.
I'm not. See, that's the shit that pissed me off. That's, like as soon as he didn't name the shit that he should have named. All that you let Queens down shit, all that shit flew the fuck out the window. First of all, let's make this very clear. Joe isn't even a resident of New York. He's a Jersey nigga. He's a Jersey nigga.
That let's just, for Green Bay.
You know, his goat is Joe Budden. That's his goat.
Oh,
his goat. Nothing against Joe, because Joe, my nigga, I fucks with Joe Budden, but that's his goat. I don't want Joe to speak on no more New York topics from now on. It's a wrap. It's over with. I'm not having it no more.
That's worse than him almost.
Nigga named. I don't know what song. I forgot what songs he named, but niggas should have just said Jersey and shut the fuck up. Like, literally.
I really was trying to pick my five around because I thought he was going to hit me with some shit. I thought he was going to hit it with Major Look or something.
Major Look would have been my first. If it's not Uchiwali, bro, it's Major Look, bro. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. Move on. Next topic.
Yeah, let's get to the next topic, man.
Man, you know, this corona shit done got everybody up in arms, bro. Schools are virtual for the first semester or whatever's going on. Virtual here, virtual there. Parents mad that their kids can't go to school. Parents mad that their kids got to stay at home. Parents mad about this. Parents mad at the teachers. Parents want everybody to go risk their lives. Parents want, I don't know what it is. Everybody is learning to adapt to this new situation that we're in. I'm sorry that it's virtual learning, but bro, you got to do what's best. Like, just what's best for the people in general, bro. And like going back to school right now, bro, ain't what's hot, fool. I seen some wild shit these past few days, bro, with these folks going on, bro.
These parents, like, this, I didn't know this. This made me realize just how bad the parenting is these days. Like, you can tell they sending their kids out to these schools and they making the teachers do everything. You're making them teach them. They're eating at school. They're doing everything. They're at school all day. You think the teachers are supposed to do everything? It's not the case. When they leave school, it's up to you as a parent to go up to your kid and say, okay, how was your day today? What you do today? What did you learn today? Okay, you got something, you got homework? You ain't got no homework? Okay, let's go in there and let's study. Let's look at some shit. You're putting too much. They put too much on these teachers, and then the teachers don't get enough recognition. They're not getting paid the right way as well. And then the teachers are also they're sacrificing as well. That's the bad part. The parents are mad at the teachers, but the teachers are sacrificing their time and time away from their family or time away from what they could be doing, so they can come up with lesson plans and try to teach your kids. You know what I'm saying? And try to figure out a way to try to make sure that the kids are learning in the right way. You know what I'm saying? With this virtual learning shit, trying to make sure that the kids still have something when they look at you, they're not getting bored. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the parents got to do better. stop looking for the teachers to teach everything to your kid, because everything that I learned in school, half of it I'm not using right now. A lot of the shit that I'm using in life, I learned from my mama. I learned from my dad. So parents got to do better and stop complaining. Do better and be better parents. Stay on your kid's life and stay on their ass about school. And you have to do better. And the teachers need to be compensated. For real, for real.
My thing is, bro, everybody got to remember that some of these teachers are parents too, bro. Like, they got to... Right. They gotta adjust to that too. Like, Candace is she not a teacher no more. She like a something with over the SPED department, bro. So she not in the classroom no more, and she might have to go back to school. But you know, my boys live in Dallas, bro. So like, they'll be at home trying to do some virtual learning, bro. Like, alone. But it's not like they had, you know, if she had a choice, you know, they wouldn't go to school or nothing like that. Like, she doing her best to get back. She even thought about stepping down to be a teacher so she could teach from home. And that's losing money out her pocket.
Right.
So it's like everybody is adjusting to this new situation, bro. And it's just wild, bro. Malik, what you got for me, dog?
About the kid shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of with y'all. It's a tough.
Like it's tough no matter what, bro. Because if some parents are not able to work from home, and I get it, bro. I get it. Like, you got to go to work 6 to 5 or whatever you do, bro. You ain't gonna be able to be at home. I get it, bro. But
those not the parents that I'm talking about. I'm talking about these parents that's complaining because, oh, my kid been at home since March. He's eating food. He's doing this. He's doing that. Like, no, like, that's different. If the situation is compromising what you do for a living, that complaint is warranted, but at the same time, it's necessary because your kid's health got to be first in mind. They cannot be in school right now, close around each other. Like, that just can't happen. And especially these kids ain't social distancing.
Especially little kids, man.
Especially. So, like, I get the... If it's fucking with your job, I get that. It's a good gripe, but at the same time, think about your kids' health, bro. That's what comes first.
Just do what's best for your kids, man.
Danny?
I don't like telling parents what to do with their kids and whatnot, because every situation is different.
Yeah.
So I don't really like speaking on shit like that. So I'm gonna let y'all have this one.
I mean, everybody's situation different, and we all understand that, bro. But it's just like some of the parents I've seen on my timeline on Facebook have been mad at all the teachers, bro. Like, y'all need to take y'all butts back to work and just teach the kids at the school. Like, they still gotta work. They work from home. Like, it's not like
the teachers, let's say they do go to school. They work at school and then they go home and work.
That is true.
So they work twice all teacher. Day. Like, you cannot continue to put that shit on the teachers. Like, that shit is just crazy.
That is true. We're gonna hop out this. Man. They had, I don't know if y'all seen the video, bro. What happened in Memphis this past weekend, bro? These little kids toe up putt-putt this past weekend, bro.
Toe up putt-putt?
You ain't see the jump, fool?
I might have scrolled by, but I don't think I might not have clicked on it. I don't know. I don't think so. How old were they?
Bro, 300 kids got dropped off at putt-putt this past weekend. 300.
Strike one.
300, bro. Damn. No social distancing. These kids were... Apparently, what happened was, from what I read... these kids were denied a refund or something, and somebody spit on somebody and shit went left from there. And when I mean left, it went left.
Damn. You said this is all about a refund? You said this is about a refund?
Apparently, and somebody spit in somebody's face, bro. And
I don't know, bro. I don't know. That's crazy, bro. I don't know. Jesus. Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was some wild shit, bro. Like, for real. That was crazy wild, bro. Oh my gosh, for like, I wanted to go to Putt-Putt soon, and these motherfuckers.
I agree with that, Kendrick. 100%. I agree with that. Facts. I agree, man.
But, yeah, bro, like, I don't know what the disconnect is between. That shit that I just showed y'all, the Putt-Putt video, bro. That was Saturday. And I swear, bro, like, this shit was just, like, they even jumped, like, they got the bumper boats out there. There was niggas jumping in the bumper boat pool, bro.
Nah, that's just craziness right there. How much was the refund?
Bro, I have no clue. I don't know. Like, from what I read, it was a refund wasn't given, and one of the employees spit on one of the kids. But I'm trying to figure out
why employee spit on the girl, on the kid?
I believe so. That's what it said on there. It said somebody said that one of the employees had spit on somebody. But my whole thing is, why the hell is it 300 kids at Putt-Putt on a Saturday during a pandemic where motherfuckers, it should be like 50% capacity, period, anyway?
Yeah, but bruh, hold on. Wait, hold up. We can't go by that, bro.
No. Kid? That's what somebody on the post said. Like, I don't know how true it is.
Okay. I had to read up on it, then I can get my opinion on it. I'm not sure. I'm just not seeing the video. Damn. If motherfuckers spit on my kid.
Oh, it's
I'm doing life.
Man, then. We didn't get on this Saturday. Supposed to talk about it Saturday. It was gonna be hold on.
Somebody at the door.
Clearly.
I'm recording.
I fuck with that good guy John too, bro.
Yo, I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, hello. Y'all, we back.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Had to let the dope man in.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. I said the code word. The Malik, who you got winning tomorrow, bro?
What, Lakers Clippers?
That and the Jazz and Pelicans. I only added them to that the only two games. Also.
Yeah, I got the Pelicans in that one, and then I don't know. I don't really give a shit about this shit being this early in the season, bro. I don't really care. I don't care until playoff time, man.
Ain't got long.
Clippers, I guess.
This is the playoffs. technically, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Like
you're
this right. Shit, like they already got the best team. They left the garbage out. So.
Yeah,
we're part of that garbage. So.
No, the Nets is in there. Did they get rid of the Nets?
No, I'm talking about my team. But yeah, the Nets number seven. Oh. They number seven in the East.
Yeah, we still trash, so it don't matter.
But yeah, that number seven was still like y'all missing half the roster too.
Yeah. Everybody's
you
out.
Good, bro. Gerard, you good? Oh, man, this nigga here, this man's Wi-Fi. You're pulling a teddy today.
You good, man?
Yo.
Yeah, I'm big. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Got somebody goddamn, pulled up
I couldn't hear y'all ass. I couldn't hear y'all ass. Nah, somebody pulled up on me. But yeah, so what else? What y'all talking about? The NBA games, bro?
Yeah, I was just asking him who he think gonna win tomorrow.
I should have asked Neville while I had him on the show. What the hell? Why the hell he don't like why he ain't no damn Lakers fan?
Damn, we had him on this motherfucker. Damn. We gotta trap him back up.
I'm good, Miss Kim. I'm good. It wasn't nobody. Fucking. But I think I got the Lakers winning tomorrow, bro. Lou Will on a 10-game suspension for go get some Magic City wings.
Which look great, by the way.
Man, them hoes fire. The first time I went to Atlanta, I didn't go to Magic City. We should have, but we didn't. And after that, I went back again a couple of years later. And I had to have some, bro. And them joints is good, bro.
They look like it.
Strip club food is good in general.
Club, yeah, anyway. I was saying strip club do be having the best fucking chicken. I don't know where they get that chicken shit from. They got the best chicken, man.
Man, the hood niggas be out there, man, whipping it up, bro.
Yeah, they got the best food. I don't know what be going on there. I know it's somebody seasoning that shit back there. I know that.
Man.
All that shit be good. So I can just imagine what them wings looking like. My nigga jeopardized the whole bubble for them hoes.
Bro, they had, you know what though? Today, they posted up today that they had no positive cases of corona in the bubble, bro. Zero.
It took long enough. Hell, yeah. They were having one like four at a time at one point.
What y'all think about?
If they could get the MLB on point, shit.
Goddamn Marlins.
Yeah, the whole team out there, but that's Miami. And people are constantly taking their ass down to Florida and shit on vacation. Like, this shit ain't real. All right, man. It's crazy.
Man. Malik, man, I want to ask you a question, bro.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I know we wasn't going to do this today, but what inspired the song, bro? Good Guy. Because you got a banger. You got a banger out here right now. A whole banger.
What inspired the song?
What inspired the song, bro?
Literally the title, being a good guy. It's literally it. Every word I said in there is true. Every word I said in there has been something that I've been through recently. Everything. I'm not a nigga that can make music that hasn't been happening to me. I don't have that type of imagination. I can't rap about riches or things that I'm not doing. Bruh, literally is just the song is just inspired by me just being a good guy and me catching a whole lot of trap move for it, bro. And I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of niggas out here that's like that. And at the same time, it's a battle with myself and my niggas because my niggas see that and they want me to turn and be a different way than who I'm not. And it's basically just a battle, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just all that song is, man. It's just being a good guy, dog. It's hard to be a good guy these days.
And then I want to also put this out there, people. I did not know Malik could sing, bro. I'm going to put you on an R&B track, bro. What's up? I got some singles in the back, bro. We're going to make the new edition, bro. Come on, man. I'm going to be Michael Bivins because, you know, Michael couldn't sing or nothing like that. He just used to dance and, you know, get it on down, bro. And that was it. And I can talk on the record.
Right. Just holler at me.
You know, he had that pivotal point on Can You Stand the Rain? He said, come on, girl. Let's get wet. That was it, bro.
That's the kind of shit you're going to be saying on the track.
I'm going to come on the thing. I'm going to spit some real Memphis pimping to these folks, man. They're in the middle of R&B track, man.
That's the type of shit you're going to say, come on and get it wet. No, don't do that, bro. No, don't say that type of shit, bro. Leave that. You could have got that off in 1992. You don't do that now, bro.
I ain't going to say that. It depends on what the song about, bro. I'm just going to come on and talk, bro. I'm going to talk like the deep voice nigga in Boys to Men, bro. You know. He ain't never had no solo, bro. He just come on that bitch talking.
that gotta be the easiest money that nigga ever made. That's easy money. You ain't gotta do nothing but come on the track and say,
yeah. Girl, you know what it is. I've been watching you for a long, long time.
Like, damn, that's all you gotta do. Damn. She got a check, man. Rich. Can't sing now. It all.
Now all I need you to do is drop them.
You might
drop.
Be on to something, Gerard. I'm
just saying, bro. I'm all about working smart, not hard, dog. I know I can't sing.
You definitely working smart doing this shit. Yeah.
I can't sing, bro. I can't rap, bro.
I can't sing at all, girl.
Come talk, bro.
Tell you. It's looking good.
Man. Girl, you about as beautiful as the sunset on the Miami beach. You about as beautiful as the sunset on the Miami beach in the middle of the summer.
You tapping into your corny bag now, bro. You mean the 1980s bag.
Hey, look, I'm an 80s baby. I gotta pull from it, dog. Gotta pull from it, man.
Miami Beach.
What?
I'm like, bro, stop that shit over, bro.
Hell no, bro. Hell no. You got to let me rock. You got to let me rock, because when the girls hear it, bro, they're going to be like, damn, who is that nigga talking? And then when they get the video out and they see me, they're going to be like, oh, that's him. What else can he do? And then I'm gonna be like, I ain't good enough in nothing, bro. Don't Malik's the star of the group, okay?
No, I don't want that pressure.
Malik's the star. I'm just the background. I'm just the background help, dog.
I don't want that pressure.
I'm not.
That's all I'm doing.
I don't want that pressure, bro.
I ain't even gonna be singing either. I'll be backing by myself.
You Eminem and we D12, bro.
Nah, you see how that shit turned out.
Thanks, bro. This
did
not turn out well, bro.
If you don't even know the name of my band.
Man, what's a positive word, bro?
Oh man. This show took a left turn when everybody wanted to talk Nas and Juicy J for an hour and 15 minutes.
That's crazy. That was not the plan. I didn't even really think we was gonna talk about. I thought we was just gonna get into it at the end. I thought we were gonna do something else first, but yeah, that was crazy. Everybody came on and shit. Damn. Okay. Well, we know what niggas stand, and we know that Joe, you're a parent idiot. You're an idiot. You embarrassed yourself today. You should be ashamed of yourself. Talk about you go 30 me, not on my show. You're not gonna 30 me.
Niggas, boy, man. Then the first thing out of his mouth was like, Malik, Malik.
Screaming for help. That's the nigga. It's the nigga that's getting beat up one-on-one and he, Hey, get off me, Malik. Get him off me, cuz. Hey, get him off me, man. Like, nigga, you started the fight. Shit. No, Cole. He rep for the M Town.
No, I rep for Queens.
He rep the whole team.
No.
He got Joe the fuck up out of here.
You got to go back and watch it, Cole, bro. This man, this dude, bro. Joseph is a wild fella. He's a wild guy.
That band's crazy. Shout out to Joe, man.
I'm calling him.
It was fun.
I'm calling him.
Oh yeah, you got a challenge, Rod. You got a challenge, bro. Don't we not gonna ignore the challenge, bro? Reggie challenged you. MC Hammer versus Prince. What you wanna do?
Why would I even accept that challenge?
What you mean? Why? It's a challenge. Niggas don't be backing down from challenges, nigga. You watch wrestling.
He fights on my time and my artist that I pick.
I'm not doing this with Reginald.
You're
deflecting because you know damn well you don't want to pick MC Hammer. You don't want to have to teach. You don't want to have to go between you can't touch this to pumps and a bump. You don't want to have to pick between which one you're going to play first. Hell, you only got five to play.
I ain't playing none of them first.
Y'all got to go to 10.
We gotta go to five.
Yeah, go to five. That's pitiful. That is pitiful.
I'm not picking MC Hammer.
I'm
not picking MC Hammer. If I'm going against Prince, I'm not picking MC Hammer.
That's one battle you can't fuck up.
If I'm going against Prince, I'm not choosing MC Hammer. I'm choosing Michael Jackson if we're gonna do that.
No, nigga, you choosing MC Hammer.
Why? You've been camping for MC Hammer all this time. Now you want to pick Michael Jackson? Why? I see you, Gerard. I see you, man.
Come on, dog.
Now you should pick Michael Jackson because you're a good moonwalker. And you're doing it good right now.
Come on, man. No. Why would I pick MC Hammer? Why?
It's the second best performer in the world.
Performer, not artist. Performer, not artist, bro. I'm picking MC Hammer in a performance all day, every day. But we talk about music, just straight music. No, Prince got that. And I'm not finna embarrass myself like that. Jesus. Y'all think I'm retarded?
Yes, you just said he's the second best performer in the world.
Performer. Yeah. Not artist.
Yeah, retarded.
not artist. You gotta separate the two. I'm sorry, you do. It's MJ, MC Hammer, the rest of the list. Y'all seen it on the post. Y'all seen it. But positive words for the day, man. No positive words from nobody? Or am I going first?
I thought you was starting it off. My bad.
I'll go first.
You can go first.
I go first today. Don't overstay your welcome. By that, I mean if you feel like you've reached the peak of anything, bro, when it comes to your job, you feel like you can't do no more, you feel like in a relationship that you just ain't going nowhere in it and it's stagnant, and you can try to re-energize it and try to get somewhere and it still ain't working, bro, just go. Leave. It's never too late to start over, bro. Never. Never ever too late to start over. Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC till he was like 55 or some shit. 2 Chainz didn't start being a big rapper till he was 40, bro. Like, it's never too late to start over, bro. Always keep reinventing yourself no matter what you're doing, bro. And put positive energy out in the world and positive energy gonna come back to you. Unlike these guys that put all this negative energy towards me about MC Hammer and Prince. So those are my positive words for the day. Who's next?
Go ahead, Malik.
You go ahead.
All right. As usual, fuck 12. As usual, stop filming racism, put hands on niggas. I will quote my favorite Bible scripture. It is 1 Thessalonians 5:21. It says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and abstain from all appearance of evil. Take those words, do what you will with them. They're positive, trust me, because it came out the Bible.
Well, that's the show, guys.
Whoa, wait. No.
See y'all niggas Saturday.
No, you we waiting on yours. You next.
You gonna be waiting till about Saturday? Like,
man, you can say Jesus wept, man. Yeah, we can
Jesus wept. We'll do that. Yeah, thank you. Jesus wept.
Boy, you about as bad. You about as bad as me. At Thanksgiving dinner, when they asked me to pray in front of all my family members, and I look at everybody and like, are y'all sure?
And I'm high as a motherfucker.
Are y'all sure? This finna be the quickest prayer. And I'm it go like this. I look around. I'm like, all right, now let's go. Everybody bow your heads, please. Jesus whip. All right, man, let's go. Time to eat. Let's eat. But yeah,
I y'all heard the song. Like, I just be true to yourself, man. I guess find yourself. I that's really all I got. I don't really have anything special today, man. Like, I don't
y'all
know. I've had a while.
Y'all go listen to Good Guy.
I've had a wild week, man.
Y'all go run the numbers up.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I really got for y'all, man. Just be true to yourself, bro. Let your light shine through. You know what I'm saying?
Despite what
situation you're going through, just let your light shine through. That's what I got, I guess.
Run them up. Billy Eilish. I think that's her name. Billy Eilish. Hey, put my boy on the track, man. Quit playing.
I'm about to message her actually as soon as we get off here.
I tagged in your video yesterday. You better get him while he cheap. That's all I got to say.
Facts.
My price is about to go up.
August 7th, my price goes up. Like, yeah. You got to August 7th. I'm giving out all freebies and whatever you want to August 7th. As soon as August 7th hit, price going up.
Speaking of August 7th, Zero Dark 30 drops August 7th. Listening party August 8th. Right here on Conversations at the Shop. So next weekend, y'all get ready to come listen to Zero Dark 30 with us, bro. If you ain't pre-ordered it already, you still got time. Pre-ordered it, bro. Pre-order it. And then stream it. I'm streaming it. What about you? You streaming it, M?
Gotta stream. Gotta stream home team. It's easy.
I'm playing it all day, every day, for about 3 weeks straight. He getting on the top billboard fucking with me. I'm talking about on repeat. On repeat.
Running numbers up. Run them numbers up.
Yeah, run them numbers up. But yeah, man, we had a good show today, man. I appreciate everybody stopping by. I did not know the hip-hop topic was going to take over the show. That was the only damn topic on the show, basically.
Yeah, we'll do better Saturday.
See, that's a, you know what? We can't have 17 people on here. You got to bring them on one at a time, give them their time, and kick them the fuck off.
Yeah, that was wild right there.
That was crazy. Damn, that was wild as hell.
Well, all right, y'all.
Y'all have a good one, man. We out, man.